In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Is there any verse of the Holy Quran speaking of the afflictions and tragedies of Bibi Fatima and the 12 infallible Imams?
There are many verses which speak of the afflictions and tragedies that befell the infallible Imams, alayhimus salam. First verse. Do men think that they will be left alone on saying, "We believe," and not be tried? And certainly, we tried those before them, so Allah will certainly mark those who are true and He will certainly mark the liars. Or do they who work evil think that they will escape us? Evil is it that they judge. The Holy Quran 29:2-3. It is narrated that Amirul Mu'mineen and Imam Jafar Sa'adik, alayhimus salam, used to recite this, with a slight variation. According to traditions, these two verses are about the mischief after martyrdom of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, due to the snatching of caliphate of Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen Ali, alayhi salam. That, those who has accepted Amirul Mu'mineen Ali as the successor of the Prophet at Ghadir come and paid allegiance to him, but then they followed the worldly desires, and broke their allegiance, and the believers became distinct from the hypocrites. Sheikh Mufid, Rahmatullah Alay, narrates in Irshad that, when the opponents of Amirul Mu'mineen Ali, alayhi salam, paid allegiance to Abu Bakr, a man came to Amirul Mu'mineen Ali while he was giving the finishing touches to the sainted grave of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with spade. The person said, "Most have paid allegiance to Abu Bakr, and since a difference arose among the Ansars, they were left aside, and the party of Abu Bakr and Umar, which included some hypocrites who had forcefully accepted faith, saw this as a good opportunity, and they immediately paid allegiance to Abu Bakr, so that it may not happen that you get the caliphate." When he said all this, the Hazrat put the spade down and recited the captioned verses. Do men think that they will be left alone on saying, "We believe," and not be tried? And certainly we tried those before them, so Allah will certainly mark those who are true, and He will certainly mark the liars. Or do they who work evil think that they will escape us? Evil is it that they judge. 29:2-4. The Blessed Ibn Mahiyar has narrated from Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, that when this verse was revealed, Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen Ali, alayhi salam, asked, "O Prophet of Allah, what is that trial mentioned in this verse?" The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, replied, "O Ali, it is you. That is, the Almighty Allah would test the people through your imama, and you would dispute with those who have usurped your caliphate, Abu Bakr, Umar, and Osman, and did not accept your imama, so you should be ready to dispute with proof and argument." Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, is reported to have said that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, spent a night in the mosque, and when morning approached, Amirul Mu'mineen Ali, alayhi salam, also arrived. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, called him. Amirul Mu'mineen Ali, alayhi salam, said, "Labbaik, here I am, O Messenger of Allah." The Prophet said, "Come to me." Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, went to him, and the Hazrat said, "O Ali, you saw that I spent the whole night here, in the mosque, and asked 1,000 wishes from Allah. He fulfilled all of them, and I asked similar things for you, and Allah accepted them all. Then I asked Him to unite the whole Ummah on your imama, so that all may accept your caliphate and follow you. The Almighty did not accept this wish of mine, and He has revealed these verses." Also Sa'di has narrated that "mark those who are true" refers to Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen Ali, alayhi salam, and his companions, and he will certainly mark the liars, means his enemies who are untrue in their claim of being caliphs or believers.
Second verse. And say, "The truth is from your Lord, so let him who please believe, and let him who please disbelieve, Surely we have prepared, for the iniquitous a fire, the smoke of which, shall encompass them about. The Holy Quran 18:29. The Blessed Skolani, Ali ibn Ibrahim and Ayashi, Ramatola Alayhim, with authentic chains, have narrated from Imam Sadiq and Imam Bagir, Alayhim as-Salam, that, the hact, or truth, means vilaya of Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam, and iniquitous, refers to those who did injustice on Ali Muhammad, alayhim as-Salam, Abu Bakr, Omar, and Osman and their followers. And the verse was revealed like this, surely we have prepared for the iniquitous, who have usurped the rights of Ali Muhammad a fire. The Blessed Ibn Mahiyar, has narrated, from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that, this verse was revealed in this way, and say, the truth is from your Lord, about the vilaya of Amirul Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib, so let him who please believe, and let him who please disbelieve, surely we have prepared, for the iniquitous, who have usurped, from the Ali Muhammad their rights, Abu Bakr, Omar, Osman, and their followers, a fire the smoke of which, shall encompass them about.
Third verse. Permission to fight is given, to those upon whom war is made, because they are oppressed, and most surely Allah is well able to assist them, those who have been expelled from their homes, without a just cause except that they say, our Lord is Allah. The Holy Quran 22:39-40. The Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim said that, these verses were revealed in the praise of Amirul Mu'minin, alayhis salam, Ja'far Ritayyar, and Hamza, and after them they are applicable to Imam Hussein, alayhis salam. Those who have been expelled from their homes, without a just cause, was revealed for Imam Hussein, alayhis salam, that Yazid, may Allah's curse be upon him, sent people to arrest the Hazrat, and bring him to Syria. Due to this the Imam fled to Kufa from Medina and was martyred in Karbala. Through good like chains, it is narrated, Imam Sa'adik, alayhis salam, said, the opponents say that, the first verse was revealed in praise of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the unbelievers of Mecca had expelled him from there. Imam, alayhis salam, said, it is not so. This verse refers to Al-Imam Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, when he would arise to take the revenge of the blood of Imam Hussein, alayhis salam, and say, we are the heirs of that Hazrat, and we are taking the revenge of his blood. The Blessed Ibn Shahra Ashub, has narrated, from Imam Bagir, alayhis salam, that, those who have been expelled, from their homes without a just cause is in our praise. From other chains, it is narrated, from Imam Muhammad Bagir, alayhis salam, that, these verses were revealed in praise of Imams Hassan and Hussein, alayhimas salam. Also from the same Imam, alayhis salam, there is the tradition that this is in praise of Ghaim al-Imam Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, and his companions. There is a tradition in Majma'ul Bayan from Imam Bagir, alayhis salam, that, this verse was in praise of the emigrants, muhajirs, and was applicable to all the Ali Muhammad. Because the unjust expelled them from the city, and always each of them lived in fear, and dissimulation, taghiyat.
Fourth verse. And when we said, enter the city, then eat from it a plenteous food, whenever you wish, and enter the gate making obeisance, and say, forgiveness. We will forgive you, your wrongs, and give more, to those who do good to others. But those who were unjust, changed it, for a saying other than, that which had been spoken to them, so we sent upon those who were unjust, a pestilence from heaven, because they transgressed. The Holy Quran 2:58-59. It is well known among the commentators that, this verse was revealed in praise of Bani Israel. Many of them did not ask the permission to enter the city, and some of them asked for a worldly blessings, so the calamity of plague was sent upon them, due to which within an hour 24,000 people died. In the traditions of Ahlul Bayt, alayhimas salam, the verse, is in this way, but those who were unjust, in usurping from the Ali Muhammad their rights, changed it, for a saying other than that which had been spoken to them. So, we sent upon those who were unjust, in usurping from the Ali Muhammad their rights, a pestilence from heaven, because they transgressed. This translation is possible with two explanations. First, Allah has mentioned the stories of earlier prophets in Holy Quran for this nation, and many traditions state that whatever has occurred in Bani Israel would also happen in this nation, and many traditions state the example of Hida of Bani Israel. It means, just as they were commanded to enter from the door, and show humility, and prostrate, and whoever did not do so, was punished. In the same way, is the vilaya of Ahlul Bayt for this nation. Those who accept their vilaya, or mastership, respect, and obey them, would get salvation, and one who does not do so, would be chastised. The punishment of the past nations was apparent, and the punishment of this ummah will be misguidance, and they would be deprived of good fortune, and all types of calamities would befall them, like killing, plunder and other such things, and there would be difference amongst the people, and other types of calamities will come upon them, which came to them, due to the enmity with Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam. Second, it is possible that Bani Israel duly accepted the vilaya Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam. As the tafsir of Imam Hasan Askari, alayhi salam, mentions, on the explanation of this verse that the Creator of the world had taken the allegiance of the vilaya of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Ali, alayhi salam, and the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, from Bani Israel. When they were saved from the desert of Ti, the Almighty commanded them to enter the gate of Ariha in Syria. They reached the gate of the city, and saw that the pictures of Prophet Muhammad and Ali, peace be upon them, were fixed on the gate, and the gate was very wide and high. So, the Almighty ordered them that, when they enter, they should bow down, to accord respect to these lofty personalities, and to renew their allegiance, which I have taken from you. And say, Our Lord, we have performed the prostration of respect for Muhammad and Ali, alayhim as-salam, and we have renewed their vilaya. Therefore, you erase my sins, and forgive my mistakes. Then I would forgive your past sins. And for the one who has not committed any sin, and would remain steadfast on their vilaya and love, I would increase his rewards. But most of them did not obey my command, and said that it was a joke upon them. Why should we bow down, when the gate is so high? And why should we accord respect to those whom we have never seen? Then they turned their backs to the gate, and entered it, in this manner, and instead of saying Hida, forgiveness, they uttered Hanta, red wheat, and entered it. Or, what we have achieved is better than that which is being made incumbent for us. Then the Almighty sent on them, from the heavens, the punishment he had fixed for them, due to which 120,000 of them perished in a single day of plague, and they were such that the Almighty knew they would neither believe, nor a believer would be born from their progeny. The tradition ends here. On the basis of these two notifications, there is no need for any other explanation.
Fifth verse. And when we said to the angels, Make obeisance to Adam, they did obeisance, but Ebels did it not. He refused, and he was proud, and he was of the unbelievers. The Holy Quran 2:34. The Blessed Kolaini has narrated, through reliable chains, from Imam Musa ibn Ja'far, alayhi salam, that, when the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saw in his dream that the unjust caliphs, Abukar and Omar and Osman and Bani Umayyah, were mounted on his pulpit, he was much aggrieved that, after him, they would usurp the right of his successor. At this time, the Almighty revealed this verse to comfort him, and revealed to him that, O Muhammad, I commanded them, but they did not obey my command, therefore do not be sorrowful, while these people do not obey you, regarding the right of your successor.
Sixth verse. Surely as for those who disbelieve, and act unjustly, Allah will not forgive them, nor guide them, to a path, except the path of hell, to abide in it forever, and this is easy to Allah. O people! Indeed the Apostle has come to you with the truth from your Lord, therefore believe, it shall be good for you, and if you disbelieve, then surely whatever is in the heavens, and the earth is Allah's, and Allah is knowing, wise. The Holy Quran 4:168-170. The Blessed Kholani, Rahmatullah alayh, has narrated, from Imam Muhammad Bagir, alayhi salam, that, the verse was revealed in this way, surely as for those who acted unjustly on the progeny of Muhammad, and usurped their rights, and the second verse is like this, O people! Surely the Apostle has come to you, Ali, alayhi salam, therefore believe, it shall be good for you, and if you disbelieve in the vilaya of Amirul Mu'mineen Ali, alayhi salam, then Allah is needless of you, as all that is, in the heavens and the earth belongs to Him.
Seventh verse. And we reveal of the Quran, which is a healing and a mercy, to the believers, and it adds only to the perdition, of the unjust. The Holy Quran 17:82. A healing and a mercy to the believers, means the people who remain faithful to Vilaya of Amirul Mu'mineen and his 11 infallible sons. The Ibn Mahiyar, has narrated through many chains, from Imam Bagir and Sa'adik, alayhimus salam, that, the unjust people, denotes those who oppressed the Ali Muhammad, alayhimus salam, and the verse was revealed in this way. And it does not increase for those who were unjust on Ali Muhammad, except loss.
Eighth verse. And they did not do us harm, but they made their own souls suffer the loss. The Holy Quran 2:57. The Blessed Kholani and others, have narrated, from Imam Bagir and Qasim, alayhim as-salam, that, the Almighty is much high and lofty from it that, any injustice could be done on Him. Rather, He has included us, Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, and said that, injustice on us, is like injustice on Him. That is, those who did injustice on my trusts and proofs, and whatever pains are caused to them, it is all injustice upon yourself, and you become eligible for everlasting punishment.
Ninth verse. Gather together those who were unjust and their associates. The Holy Quran 37:22. The Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim says, it means, gather those who were unjust on Ali Muhammad, alayhim as-salam, with their associates.
Tenth verse. And whatever the Apostles gives you, accept it, and from whatever He forbids you, keep back, and be careful of your duty to Allah, surely Allah is severe in retributing evil. The Holy Quran 59:7. The Blessed Ibn Mahiyar, has narrated, from Amirul Mu'mineen Ali, alayhi salam, that, be fearful of Allah and do not oppress the Ali Muhammad. Certainly, Allah would punish very severely, those who are unjust to Ali Muhammad.
11th verse. And he who bears iniquity, is indeed a failure. The Holy Quran 21:111. The Blessed Ibn Mahiyar, Rahmatullah alayh, quotes Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that, it means, those who consider oppressing Ali Muhammad legal, are those who are, hopeless and deprived of the mercy of Allah.
12th verse. And whoever defends himself, after his being oppressed. These, it is against whom there is no way to blame. The Holy Quran 42:41. The Blessed Ibn Mahiyar, has narrated, from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, that, this verse is revealed in the honor of Ghaim al-Imam Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, that when he would reappear, he would take revenge from Bani Umayyah, and those who had denied the 12 infallible divinely ordained Imams, alayhimus salam, and had been inimical to these noble personages.